En estas elecciones haz que tu voz cuente. Lleva a tus familiares y amigos a las urnas para que también voten. Tu voto cuenta. No permitas que otros decidan por ti. Las urnas permanecerán abiertas hasta las 8 de la noche. Por favor, no olvides llevar tu identificación a las urnas, porque tu voto cuenta, porque tu voto es tu voz. Vota.
I accept your nomination.
I am Joe Shikachi, Speaker of the Rhode Island House. We are the smallest state, but we have the biggest ideas. Home to the nation's first wind farm and historic act on climate, we continue leading the way on sustainability and housing. The deep blue ocean state is proud to cast one vote present and 34 ballots for the next president of the United States, Kamala Harris! Yeah!
Welcome back to the 2024 Latino Public Radio Political Barbecue. I'm glad to be joined by Senator Sheldon Whitehouse and Carlos López Estrada.
Good to be on the grill with you here.
Glad to have you. Carlos, welcome. Welcome back.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry. And Senator, always a pleasure to have you here with us at Latino Public Radio. And Senator, you've been someone who's been a great contributor to the community. You've always been someone that's been in touch with us and very attuned to our needs and our issues. So we want to thank you for being here with us as someone who's always been a champion for our community.
Happy to do it. And you and I have worked together in multiple different ways, so
yes,
it's wonderful to be with you here in this.
Thank you. 30 years later, here we are.
Here we are.
That's
yeah,
right.
Long friendship.
So we want to dive into a couple of the political issues of the day, and one of the issues that I know is near and dear to you and very important is the Supreme Court and the issues that they're confronting, which you've been a champion of. Could you enlighten us a little bit on that, Senator?
Well, I think the simplest way to explain it is that if you are a public official in Rhode Island, you can accept $50 worth of gifts per year, like somebody offering to take you to have a sandwich, but you've got to report it.
Mm-hmm.
And after you've taken $50 worth of gifts, you're all done. You can't do it even if you report it. It just doesn't matter. $50 limit.
Mm-hmm.
And it all has to be public. Now you get up to the Supreme Court of the United States, and we have caught these judges taking $250,000 gifts.
Mm-hmm.
Huge vacations, yacht trips around Indonesia,
mm-hmm.
yacht trips around New Zealand, brand new fancy motor coaches, and keeping it all secret.
Mm-hmm.
So I think there's no place for that anywhere in government, and there's certainly no place for that in the United States Supreme Court. And the thing that makes it even worse is that the people who are making these big gifts are right-wing billionaires who are also funding a lot of efforts to steer the Supreme Court in their direction. So these are not disinterested people. These are people who want outcomes from the Supreme Court, and they're pressuring the court to do these things, and they're also giving some of the justices these appalling secret gifts.
Mm.
So it's rotten as hell, and I'm going to continue digging until we get to the full bottom of it.
Mm-hmm. Senator, just to enlighten some people, the money that you're talking about is often referred to as dark money, and that comes as part of the Citizens United decision?
Well, dark money is when you're spending money in politics,
mm-hmm.
and you're hiding that it's you.
Okay.
So when I first ran,
mm-hmm.
There was no such thing as a super PAC. Now there's super PACs all over the place. In fact, if you want to be a presidential candidate, you got to have your own super PAC.
Mm-hmm.
So people can give $10 million or more. They can give any amount to a super PAC. And if you run it through an intermediary group, then nobody knows where the super PAC got its money.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the dark money. It's when it comes in by the millions and you don't know who gave it. Obviously, the candidate knows because somebody's going to come and knock on the door and say, hey, I'm the guy who gave you the $10 million, and here's what I want.
Sure.
But the public doesn't know, the press doesn't know, nobody else knows. So the dark money is the political money. These things were just billionaire gifts.
Wow.
Here's $250,000 for a motorhome. Here's $250,000 vacation on my yacht around the Indonesian islands, and lots of, you know, private jet travel and bad stuff. Bad stuff.
Senator, thank you for educating us on clarifying that, because I know the audience out there hears these things being talked about, but it's unclear what it really means. So thank you for clarifying that for us.
Yeah. The gift looks a little bit like what we call a bribe here in Rhode Island.
Oh, boy.
Some people may view this as through a partisan lens, but to me it sounds like it's more about transparency, ethics, and accountability. Is that fair to say? Or
yeah, and the legislation that I proposed to fix this problem would apply to all of the justices. It didn't matter whether you're appointed by a Democratic president or a Republican president. You have to play by the same rules that everybody else does. Mm-hmm. And the rules that we're trying to impose on the Supreme Court aren't that difficult. They're the same rules that other federal judges already follow. Mm-hmm. They're the same rules that state Supreme Court justices follow. Mm-hmm. And they're very like the rules that members of the Congress or executive officials, cabinet mm-hmm. officials, have to follow. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to follow pretty similar rules, except these nine justices on the Supreme Court who are playing around with billionaire money and it's a mess. It's not right.
Yeah. Well, we appreciate you being on top of that. Another topic that I know is important to you is the environment and climate change. And hoping you could share some thoughts on where we are and progress that we've made, things that you hope we'll tackle over the next couple of months or years.
Yeah. I sit on the Finance Committee in the Senate and on the Environment Public Works Committee. In the Finance Committee, we put together a big package of climate legislation that became the climate portion of the Inflation Reduction Act, mm-hmm. which was passed into law, mm-hmm. and it was added with another piece of my legislation from the Environment Public Works Committee mm-hmm. on methane emissions, which are a big deal in mm-hmm. climate change. Mm-hmm. So I'm very proud of the Inflation Reduction Act. We call it the IRA. Mm-hmm. It is the biggest piece of climate legislation ever, but it's not going to solve the problem. Mm-hmm. And if you go to the Coastal Resource Management Council's website and look up storm tools, you can actually see a map of Rhode Island and see where there's going to be flooding on different sets of conditions mm-hmm. and what Rhode Island's map is going to look like 40 years from now, 60 years from now, 80 mm-hmm. years from now. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a different map then because of climate change and the sea levels rising. So we've got to be ready for it, and we've also got to push back against the big fossil fuel polluters mm-hmm. who are causing the problem in the first instance. This is really, you know, home-based stuff for Rhode Island because we're the ocean state. We've got a big coast.
Yeah, great point. A lot of people think it's an issue that doesn't affect us, but whether you live or work on the Narragansett Bay or United Way's offices right on the Winnemucca River.
We've been working with you on the Winnemucca River to help protect and rebuild that.
We're certainly feeling the pinch of that, and so thank you for your work and leadership there.
Well, also, watch Florida. Mm-hmm. Because Florida is getting much worse climate hits from big storms, sea level rise, hurricanes, and all of that. Mm-hmm. And the result is insurance companies, which have to plan ahead for how long a property is going to be there and mm-hmm. not underwater, not flooded, not knocked down by a hurricane, mm-hmm. they're looking forward and they're saying, hey, I can't insure here. So you've got insurance companies leaving. You got other companies raising people's insurance costs four times, five times, huge, huge increases. Mm-hmm. And you've got the state having to step in to shore up the insurance market, which is kind of falling apart in Florida. So when you look out like the length of a mortgage, 30 years, mm-hmm. and you're starting to realize, oh, these are the risks that are going to be facing us in 20 years, 15 years. Then the mortgage people are looking around going, wait a minute, do I want to write a mortgage here? Mm-hmm. And the insurance people are looking around going, wait a minute, do I want to write insurance? And the mortgage people are saying, well, I'm not going to write a mortgage unless you've got insurance. Mm-hmm. And so the whole property market starts to get very, very treacherous. Mm-hmm. And that's where we are in Florida right now. And I think that's a preview of what Rhode Island's going to be seeing. Florida's just the first mm-hmm. and the worst mm-hmm. to go into this problem. So watch property insurance markets in Florida.
Thanks for that heads up.
Senator, thank you for that concrete example, because as Larry mentioned, you know, a lot of people talk about climate change, but they don't really see the concrete effect. And the example of Florida that you've just illustrated is an example that could happen here in Rhode Island mm-hmm. sooner rather than later.
Sooner
if
rather
take
than
care
later.
Things. Mm-hmm. So thank you for that yeah. illustrative example. Senator, being that it's an election year as well, and many of our listeners and our audience look to Latino Public Radio for their information, what's your message this time for this election cycle?
So I think this is a really, really important election cycle. What a difference 3 weeks makes.
Unprecedented.
There was a lot of anxiety, I think, in Democratic circles about President Biden and the campaign and how well he was going to do and all of that. He made one of the bravest and most consequential political decisions a president has ever made, stepped back, in comes Kamala Harris, and everything explodes. Fundraising explodes. Mm-hmm. People signing up to volunteer mm-hmm. explodes. The polls explode. The ratings of who's likely to win, what's the whole map of the election shifts in our favor. So it's a really exciting time. And, you know, we're going off next week to cheer her on and thank Joe Biden at the convention in Chicago. But this is a really, really big election. And we have to keep this guy, Trump, out of the Oval Office. I mean, in the Latino community, when he says he's going to do the biggest roundups of people and deportations in American history, you know who he's thinking about.
Absolutely.
And you know where he's going to go. And you know they're not going to be all that precise about who they grab. So it's a scary time. But the fact that we've moved in this terrific way, that Kamala is looking so good right now, and that we've got the prospect to make sure that Trump never gets back in that Oval Office again, you know, there's a lot at stake. Mm-hmm. So I would just urge people, pay attention, make sure to vote, and, you know, God bless America.
God bless America, you're right. And, Senator, that's like a call to action to our community to get out there and get energized and get involved in the process.
Yeah, and particularly if you have family in the swing states, in Ohio and Pennsylvania and Michigan and, you know, Nevada, mm-hmm. Arizona, those are places where getting the word to people who vote in those states can help pile on the good news and help make the difference.
Mm. Yeah, no, that's an excellent point, Senator, because, you know, we're in Rhode Island, we're a deep blue state, we're pretty safe. But it's those swing states, those contested states where every vote truly is going to make a difference.
Yeah.
So your insight into
that. They don't call them battlegrounds for nothing.
You're absolutely yeah. right, Senator.
Well, it said that democracy is not a spectator sport, and I thank you for that reminder of the importance of everyone's getting out, not just being registered, but getting to the polls. We're going to go to break, but I want to say thank you, Senator Whitehouse, and thank you, Carlos, for this segment.
Good to be with you, and Carlos, my old friend, good
yes,
to be with
sir.
You again.
Always a pleasure, Senator.
You're looking very distinguished this evening, I've got to say.
Thank you.
Thank you so much,
very
kind. Gentlemen.
Good to be with you.
LPR, porque tu voz es tu voto. No hay pretexto. Si quieres un cambio, tienes que votar. LPR te recuerda a votar en estas elecciones primarias de Rhode Island. Haz que tu voz cuente. Acude hoy a las urnas y vota.